It's Game On, baby. Season 4 of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, launches today. You definitely won't be bored because we've got some exclusive news to share with you. Don't have a clue? Take a risk and stick around. You won't be sorry. Hey there, I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by the always fabulous Mr. Jim Mann. Jim, season 4, can you believe it?
Well, I can. I did my math, and it seems like after 3 comes 4, so I figured that one out on my own. But yes. It has gone very fast. I was just a youngster when we started, so yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. And did you like all of my little puns that I just did? Although not everyone will get it just yet.
I was starting to pick up on them. I forgot how punny you were.
I know. I dropped some clues. We're not going to go there quite yet, but it is big news and it's exciting, especially for Chick-fil-A fans. But how has your hiatus been since I last chatted with you?
Oh, it was great. You know, I went to Hawaii, then I went to Paris.
And, wow.
Just spent all that Chick-fil-A money. You can fly with your, that's part of my status. I get free flights and stuff with my signature status or wherever it is I'm at. Yeah.
Wow, very cool. You've definitely got the perks.
Yeah. I didn't want to really flaunt that in front of you there, Allison, but.
Yeah, I've got demoted.
Like, yeah, that's sad.
I'm just going to pull mine up really quick. Let me see. What did I tell you? I think I'm back down to red.
Yeah.
Awards, my status. Embarrassing. Yeah, I'm a red member.
That's like nothing, Allison.
So sad.
I'm signature.
Until the end of this year.
If I do nothing else the rest of this year, I'm still signature.
Oh, la-dee-da.
I need an accent or something.
Okay, but speaking of your Chick-fil-A One account, have you looked in there? Is everything okay?
Yeah, people are like adding points to it. What's that?
Okay, well, WSOC-TV just reported that Chick-fil-A noticed unusual login activity on a specific Chick-fil-A One account. And then they launched an investigation, and the investigation determined that a cyber attack had been launched on the restaurant's website and app. Now, this happened somewhere between December and February, so very recently. The attack was launched using email addresses and passwords from a third-party source.
Wow. I'm getting a flashback to your reporter status.
Yes, I know. Well, this is important news. I want to make sure everyone gets the accurate information on this. Chick-fil-A did confirm the data breach, but the good news is that less than 2% of its customers have been impacted, but they do have some important steps you should take if you think something weird is going on with your account.
Yes. And what is that?
Well, first of all, you need to reset your password.
Oh, not again.
I know. You need to use a unique, complex password not associated with any of your other online accounts. So you may not want to use Jim 1 exclamation point anymore.
I gotta go back to Allison 1.
Sure. Try that for a little while. See if it sticks.
Don't tell anybody.
I mean, do people really have different passwords for everything? Because there's no way I could keep that straight.
I'm now going with those weird things that they offer, which.
Oh. You know,
yeah, and hopefully it'll save it. And if not, I just have to reset it.
Oh, that's the worst when they ask you if you want to do that super hard password and you do it and then you go back in and it doesn't remember it. It's like, okay.
Who are you?
Okay, the second thing you need to do if you noticed weird things happening on your app is remove any stored payment methods. So if you've got your credit card or your debit card in there, you want to remove that. And if you notice funds were loaded to your account from your stored payment card that you didn't authorize, you have to reach out to your bank.
Well, I've got kids that keep doing that. I hope it's them. One down in college in Florida, and I noticed it's being reloaded a lot, which is fine. She needs to eat.
As long as she doesn't take it, she's reloading it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Is she spending your points, too?
I don't know. I have so many, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, no kidding. You could buy food for a whole fire department.
Yes, I could. Maybe I'll do that this afternoon. It gives me something to do.
That would be so nice of you. How generous. And then we can have you on as a guest on the podcast.
Yeah. I can interview myself, too.
All right. Well, let's think about that. Time for a quick break. But when we come back, Jim and I have some exciting news to share with you. And no, we're not playing around. Hint, hint.
Now, if you know me at all, you know that I'm rarely serious. It just gets awkward for me. But you might or might not know that I'm a stage 4 melanoma survivor, which I do take seriously. Sort of. I'm telling you this because I also do a podcast called I Am Healing Strong. If you or someone you know is facing a life-threatening crisis and you need some hope, listen to the I Am Healing Strong podcast wherever you listen to other podcasts, like this one. Man, that was awkward. Welcome back. Allison and I just recently had the opportunity to go hear a fabulous speaker, someone very interesting and very tall, which irritates me, named Rich Cutter. He's the creative director, in-house agency for Chick-fil-A in Atlanta.
Yeah, that was super cool. It was a marketing event, and the in-house agency basically creates all of the social media posts that you see and a lot of the branding and some of the videos and things like that for Chick-fil-A. I thought it was really interesting.
It was. What I liked is I was able to speak to him because, first of all, Allison is usually either right on time to the second or late. And I'm always like a half hour early because I don't have a life. So I go and to sit there, and I was the first person there. And,
were you?
Yes. It was a little embarrassing, but they go, "What's that old man doing here?" I'm like, "I can still hear." But anyway, but I got to talk to him. It hurt my neck because he is, what was he, six something seven. So he's pretty tall, and I'm not. But I was talking, you know, about different things. I was talking to him about the podcast, and I brought up all these different things. And he talked about everything that I had said in his talk. And he wasn't getting that from me, I realized, because he had everything already planned out. But I felt like we really bonded, Allison.
I'm so happy to hear that. He has a very interesting hobby. He's really into board games. And his collection, he told us, includes over 200 board games. And during COVID, he and his teenage son actually developed their own board game, which I thought was a neat thing to do with your child.
Oh, my goodness. That hurts my brain. I could never come up with a game. I don't even play board games.
Really?
I know. It's weird. Why not? I didn't want to say I get bored because that's like your territory of puns. I don't know. I guess I'm just too antsy. I can't sit still that long. Maybe Twister.
Oh, I do not want to see that.
I'll send you a video.
No, thank you. I'm good. But back to Rich. He decided to take that passion to his job at Chick-fil-A. And this is the big news, you guys. He developed a Chick-fil-A board game. It's called Drive Through. It'll be available a year from now in early 2024. Here's the concept. So cars each have an order and you control the team members. And they collect food items and they deliver it to the car. It sounds really fun. They've done lots of play testing. And here's the cool thing. The box, actually, you flip it over and it becomes the game board and it turns into a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Yeah, the game board is kind of like the roof of the building, right? Did I see that right?
That's what it looked like. We've actually got some photos of this, and we're going to share it on our social media. So if you want to head to our Instagram at Chick-fil-A Podcast, you can see exactly what we're talking about.
Man, again, did I mention that hurts my mind to even think about how do you come up with these things? Well, I mean, obviously, he's creative since he's the creative director. Chick-fil-A is not going to just hire anybody. What do you think? Could you do the job? I mean, they really looked him over, I'm sure, and got him on high recommendations. But man, his mind just works differently than mine. Mine's creative for a second, and then I forget what I just said.
Hmm.
I know. You know
what
that.
Now? Yes. I think you're a very creative person. I don't know what your Chick-fil-A board game would turn out to be, but I am really excited to play this. I think it's the packaging and the design of it looked top notch. And so if you're interested in games and you love Chick-fil-A, I think you're probably going to want to add this to your board game collection.
I mean, how do you develop that? You go to Fiverr and say, hey, you want to design this? Here's my idea.
Maybe. I wish we had thought of that. What a great idea. It never crossed my mind.
Hey, we thought of the podcast. Well,
that's,
you did.
That's true. What do you think the little pieces will be? You know how in Monopoly there's like the old shoe and the top hat?
Do you think they'll have
pieces like that?
If it's a drive-through, it should be just cars, I would
just
think.
Cars.
But you know, I don't think a waffle fry will be good scraping through the drive-through.
That'd be kind of cool, though. A little sauce packet, a little waffle fry, maybe a pickle.
I'm sure it was in the picture, but we didn't pick up on that because it was pretty fast. But
I've got it. Make sure you head to our social media, comment, and let us know what you think and whether or not you will be playing Drive Through, the Chick-fil-A board game.
Oh, I just got to chill.
Well, I'm so excited. Season 4, we've got a lot ahead, and it's going to be a great year. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, hopefully there's some traveling involved because I need some traveling. I just need it. In fact, I'm going to Memphis in a couple of weeks just to go to a basketball game with my two sons, watch Stephen Curry play. So that's kind of nice.
That'll be fun. I hope you have a great trip.
I'll take some waffle fries and share it with the team.
See if you can get him on the podcast.
Yeah. That would be perfect. I'll text him while he's playing and see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited about what's coming up, and something has disturbed me a little, Allison.
What?
I mean, 99.3% of my encounters at Chick-fil-A are always fabulous. I always feel important. I always feel like to know I'm there. But then the other day we were there,
mm-hmm.
me and my youngest son, and this worker brought the tray to the table, didn't say anything, just turned and walked off. Didn't have any utensils for the bowl of fruit. Didn't have straws. Didn't have any sauces, which we had asked for. I thought, did we wander into McDonald's or something? What's going on? So it's just one person was having a bad day. So we didn't make a big deal out of it.
Well, you just talked about it on the podcast, and now thousands of people are going to hear your story. So yeah, you did
anybody.
Make that is a big deal you made out of it.
Well, I did not make a big deal. My worry is don't let this poison sip into the greatest fast food business there is on the planet. You know, once mm-hmm. it gets a little tentacle in there, you got to be careful. We got to cut it off.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think talking about it on the podcast is a way to stop?
I do, because every owner of the Chick-fil-A's have now listened to this and were like, what? Was it us? Was it me? And then they're all getting their act together.
Okay.
So that, you know, 99.3% goes back up to 99.98%.
Okay.
I'm just concerned. That's all. I'm a concerned citizen.
Okay. Yes, because, you know, Chick-fil-A going downhill, that would hit us very hard.
The end of the world. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But thankfully, all is good. There's a board game coming out. We all know how to keep our Chick-fil-A One app safe now, so we're all good.
Okay, here's another thing. My perfect daughter, my youngest one, you know her.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Chick-fil-A, and she's in college, and she's getting bored. She's got too much time on her hands, which I never had in college, which I don't know what that's about. But she applied at Chick-fil-A. They never got back with her.
It's very competitive, Jim. Did she put you down as a reference?
Not yet.
Well, that's the problem.
I said,
tell her she can throw my name around.
Yeah. Yes, they say, hey, if you don't hire me, my dad and some girl will talk about you on the podcast, the global podcast, and that she should be like an owner.
I think they just didn't know who they were dealing with, so she should definitely try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll give them a call. No, I don't want to do that. She will not like me for that.
Yeah, maybe just stay out of it.
Oh, this parenting thing is hard.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I'm going to let you get back to it. Okay. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.